Day 13, create a side hustle shopping list. All right, let's talk today about deliverables. Let's talk about everything that you need to do to get that side hustle going, or at least everything you need to do to fully prepare for it. We are officially in that prepare to launch phase, at least if you're working through this in real time. Like I said the other day, it's okay if you're not. And in the book for this chapter, for this day, I use this analogy of baking bread. I don't know if you've seen the TV series, The Great British Bake Off. It's basically a reality show based around people coming together to compete over baking breads and cakes and sweets of all kinds. It's actually really hilarious. If you watch like one episode, it's kind of hard to stop watching the rest of the season. I can tell you this from experience. But pretty much everyone on that show is an amazing baker. Now, let's say you're like me. You don't bake at all. You don't cook at all. I'm sure you're much better than me, but let's just assume you've never baked bread before. Could you figure out how to do it somehow? Like if the recipe said, go and acquire these ingredients, then go and follow these steps. Without any experience, without anybody advising you, your bread might not be the best in the world. Definitely not going to be good enough for the Great British Bake Off. But would you have some bread? Well, yes, you would. Because the basics of baking bread probably haven't changed in a very long time. So what I'm coming to here is you need a recipe for your side hustle. And yes, with experience, you'll be better at it. And yes, with somebody advising you or tweaking along the way, you can probably get better as well. But your first step is to make that actual shopping list and say, okay, I've got the idea. Now I understand where ideas come from. I've settled on an idea. I've actually transformed that idea into an offer. What do I need to create that offer so that I have whatever it is that I need? So let's talk about that. And as always, like I want to encourage you to see the resources page, and also the community is there for you to check in on. Maybe there's something that you need that's not listed in this list of common ingredients. So I want to make sure you feel supported. Here are a few common deliverables for a lot of products and services. First of all, your website. Most likely, at least you know, for a lot of people, you're going to need a website. And a website is essentially an online home. You don't want to be homeless, right? So a couple of different ways to do this. There's actually a lot of different ways to do it, but I want to simplify. At the beginning of 2017, maybe not the beginning, but a few months in, I recorded this extended episode for Side Hustle School called Make a Website in 90 Minutes. And I think if you go to sidehustleschool.com/extended, you can hear that whole episode, which is, I think, 25 minutes or something, about actually making a website without spending a ton of time. And not every website can, you know, fit within that 90-minute time frame, but the point is it doesn't have to be complicated. So if you've already got a website, great, you're all settled. I don't want to spend too much time talking about it here because people's needs are quite different. I'll just mention a couple of things. You probably need a web host. That's where the website lives. I use a company called InMotion. I've tried a bunch of different companies, been disappointed over the years multiple times, and now I'm happy with this one. So if you want to use the same thing that Side Hustle School uses, you can go to sidehustleschool.com/website, and that will bring you to a special offer where I think their current pricing is something like $4 a month. It is super, super cheap. You usually have to prepay for 6 months to a year to get that rate, but still, you know, very, very cheap. So once you do that, then you have a place for your website to live, but you don't actually have what's called a content management system or a CMS. And that's how you actually like put your posts up and write the copy for your pages and upload images and upload videos if you have them and all that kind of stuff. So a couple ways you can do that. I use WordPress. A lot of people use WordPress. Something like 27% of all websites use WordPress, maybe 28% now. I think they gained a percentage point over the past year. There's also some solutions that are a bit more like complete plug and play, including Squarespace. A number of our stories have featured that platform, Wix, and probably plenty of others as well. Those are just several of the big ones. So you're gonna need a website, probably gonna need a web host, unless you're using like a hosted solution. Like I think Squarespace provides their own hosting. And you're gonna need to make some initial decisions about how to get that set up. So maybe check out the extended cut if you haven't heard that, if you need that. And I'll just assume for the rest of this module that you either have a website already or you have a plan for somebody to help you with one. Also, most common on the shopping list are social media profiles. My advice on this consistently is don't worry about trying to be everywhere in the social media universe at once. You will not do it well. Pick one or two networks, maybe one or two or three networks max, and spend your time on those. Just create some basic profiles. You probably should have a Facebook page. And after that, it's really going to depend on both you and your personality, what networks you like to engage with, as well as where does your ideal customer go? Where do they hang out? Is your ideal customer on Pinterest? Are they on Instagram? Do they like Twitter? Do they like Snapchat? Are they into a totally different network? Like this stuff changes all the time. It doesn't mean that you have to change all the time. Much more important to just be intentional about it and stick with a plan. You might need some kind of scheduling tool. And by the way, there's a checklist for all this stuff in the accompanying worksheet. So if you're not taking notes, don't worry. There's a checklist you can go down. Scheduling tools. This is especially important for coaches, consultants, anybody who's like setting up different appointments. It can be, you know, a disaster to basically go back and forth with a ton of people. Like, what time are you available? Oh, I'm available at 10 a.m. Oh, what's your time zone? Oh, okay. I thought you were this time zone. I guess you're a different one. That works if you're just setting up things with a couple of people. But if your whole side hustle is essentially based around setting appointments, you need a much better solution. So the solution that I use is called Calendly. I actually resisted this for many years. And once I started using it for interviews, it did make my life a lot easier. So that's Calendly, like Calend.ly. It is free. I think they have a paid version as well, but I just use the free one. It works fine. And there's several other similar tools like that as well. Oh, and in terms of social media, by the way, there's also scheduling tools for that. So I recommend either Buffer or Hootsuite. We'll link both of those up. And both of those also, they have a free version. They have a paid version. When you're just getting started, the free version will probably work just fine for you. Next on the list of common ingredients are two things that we're going to talk about in more detail in their own module. First one is workflows. You want to create a detailed sales or service process, or perhaps an onboarding campaign for your new customers. And in the upcoming modules, we'll look at that in much more detail. This is pretty important. I think everybody should do this. So we'll spend some dedicated time on it. For now, just know that it should be on your list. Then last but not least, at least on the list of common ingredients, some kind of payment system. Now, this is actually tomorrow's module, so you're going to hear it really soon. It's pretty simple. Basically, like, you essentially need a shopping cart on your website. You need a PayPal account. You need an invoicing system or some other kind of option. Basically, you need a way for people to get you money. And like, you know, as always, don't put that off until later. Make sure that when you create your first website or wherever your offer goes up, there's a really easy, clear, obvious way for people to click a button and say, here's my money. And I'll talk through a couple of more specific solutions tomorrow. Okay, so let's return to that bread analogy. Like, you're going to be the great British baker, or at least you're going to start your first side hustle. I know I'm mixing some metaphors here, but a recipe is only as good as the finished product you take out of the oven. So as you craft yours, here are two questions that I think should be at the front of your attention. First question, what will people experience after purchasing your offer? And just think that through a little bit. They come and buy this product from you. What do they experience next? Do they get an email? Is there a thank you confirmation screen? If something is being sent to them in the mail, do they get an update on their shipping? If they're purchasing a coaching session from you, like, who do they hear from next? What do they hear? What is the process that follows? Again, we'll get into this more with workflows, but to begin thinking about this early on is good, just like thinking about offers early on is good. And then second and related, what needs to happen for you to deliver that experience to them? So what are people going to experience and what do you need to do or what needs to happen for you to make sure that they get that experience? Think about those two questions. Make your shopping list. That's your call to action for today. Make your shopping list. What are the deliverables that you need to create or the systems that you need to be thinking about and get to work? Good luck. I will see you in the next module.